I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over the weekend, 82 more Nigerian Chibok schoolgirls were reported to have been released by Boko Haram in a government deal. Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA says while they're cautiously celebrating, they're waiting for reports to be verified. Boko Haram violence contributes to Nigeria's number 12 spot on the Open Doors World Watch List for Christian persecution.
It continues to be an incredibly volatile situation for believers. And I think that this is a part of the a responsibility and a role for Christians to play, is to raise awareness and raise understanding of the situation facing their brothers and sisters in Nigeria.
Would you ask God to strengthen believers and bring about gospel healing? Head to missionnews.org to learn how you can make a difference. And On Eagle's Wings is celebrating 25 years of ministry to Native America. When they started, just 4% of Native people were believers. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Brad Hutchcraft shares.
There's one place the team went years ago where they were averaging several suicide and suicide attempts per month. The team went there and brought the hope of Jesus. And this reservation, that following year, they had had just a drastic drop in the suicide attempts that year. And there had been more hope and more light in that community.
Would you pray?
Missions history is being made by these Native American young people. We praise God we're able to be a part of it, but they could use the prayers of God's people backing them up and the encouragement of God's people, because it is a tough place to stand for Jesus.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.